safety valve, and in a way, maybe for me too. But you know, you didn't express needs, you didn't express emotional needs. And what I learned watching my father and mother was the woman is supposed to be a good girl, kind of don't express rage, don't express anger, don't really express your needs, certainly don't get emotional, stuff it.
Which you definitely took to the next level. You moved to France in your 20s, and mm-hmm. You were looking for womanhood, you said, and there you married Roger Vadim, 10 years your senior, and the father of your daughter, Vanessa. Mm-hmm. He wanted you to share your bed with other women, which you obliged, and in fact, sometimes you procured those women. Mm-hmm. Did you think this was womanhood?
I didn't think of it in those terms. I thought of it in the terms that I wasn't good enough on my own, and that if I said no, you know, that he'd leave me. And my God, if he left me, who would I be? I was validated by the relationship with a man. And so without even being forced, the fact that I wasn't even financially dependent on him, you know, one can understand more easily if a woman can't support herself and her children. That wasn't the case with me.
In the 70s, you changed again. You went from the sex kitten Barbarella to political activist Jane Fonda, and it was quite a long list of causes. You supported the Black Panthers, the American Indian, and the Vietnam War, opposed that. You say that when you